East Coast Breakfast.
Guys, I want to tell you about... I'm sure this has happened to you. You know, I was up in Joburg over the weekend.
Yes.
I had an epic comedy show at Emperor's Palace. You know when you can put Emperor's Palace on your CV,
yes.
You know you've made it, right?
Yes.
Anyway, but that's been covered, and we even have a blog piece on that. What I didn't put in there was that I bumped into someone I never in a million years expected to bump into. I bumped into a primary school crush.
What the heck? Primary school, you even remember?
She wasn't even a girlfriend. She was just a crush. Yeah. A primary school crush. I hardly recognized her, but it did bring, like, immediately I remembered, I was a little bit embarrassing, hey guys. I'm not gonna lie. I was a bit embarrassing.
You were cringe.
I was cringe. But the things that I did to try
and get
the affection.
Oh, to try and impress her.
To impress.
Oh, no.
Your primary school crush. I was not a seasoned, flirter.
Yeah, you still
at that
not.
Stage.
You're an awkward flirter, bro.
You're right. My Anna would be telling you that right now.
Half-time cricket show.
It took him a decade.
Yeah.
Now, it's not my superpower. Anyway, I did put onto Facebook the question, what's the funniest thing you ever did? I just want to feel better about myself. So what's the funniest thing you ever did to impress your primary school crush?
But then guy committed a crime in the name of love, and I put that in inverted commas because I don't think you can commit crimes. We'll get to that, but we were asking you this morning, what's the funniest thing you've ever done to impress your primary school crush, Sky?
Yeah, no, my brother, I'm with you. Yeah. I was also that guy.
I don't think you were as awkward as
no,
Aaron,
no, but yeah, I, it wasn't awkward. So in your Germany primary school, I can name, I used to call my crush using my dad's phone.
In primary already?
In primary school. And then the one time there was a trend here, the bill used to be end of the month, 700 rand, 8, and then the one month it was 1,200 rand. And my dad looked at all the numbers, but then I phoned her to tell her, like, listen, when this number calls you, you don't know who I am. So, I think her name was like Snare or something.
What are you guys talking about?
I don't know. No, but I used to call her every day.
Aww.
Hey, what you doing?
Hey.
Okay,
what
so
you wearing?
What did you do?
Okay,
Darren,
so.
I want to know.
Okay, guys. Okay, this is. Okay. Okay.
Tell us.
This was pre Spotify. This was pre. I also didn't even have a budget for CDs or LPs
online
or any
music,
of that stuff.
Yeah.
So I would hear the songs on the radio and then I would write down the lyrics. And then I would send them to my crush. Okay, it was a little bit more complicated than that because I was at an all-boys school. The girls' school was about 2.5 kilometers down the road, but the Moy River went through our school and then through their school.
Oh.
So I would write and I would put it in the bottle. And then the bottle would float down. But there had to be someone there to collect it. So I would go through like 20 or 30 bottles of music lyrics, hoping that someone would get it, and then hoping they would recognize the name on it, and then hoping that they would give it to that person. And I would only find out at the end of the month when we went, we all gathered at the same church. And that's when I was like, hey, did you
it explains
see
it? So much. It explains why it took you 10 years to ask your wife out. Like I said, somebody has committed a crime. So we're asking you this morning, what's the funniest thing you've ever done to impress your primary school crush? Let us know. Send us a voice note, 061-792-9495. Nishi on Facebook says that when she was in grade 6, there was a boy that she liked, Desigan, and they took part in the school play.
Yeah.
She was the mom and he was the dad. And then she says at the time, she thought the universe was speaking to her.
What the heck?
Cool girl. Anyway, she says she stole her aunt's heels and socks.
Yeah.
And she took them to school and she wore them in the lunch break and fell in front of her crush.
Yeah.
Physically
sure.
fell. And so she also got in trouble at home and got a beating for breaking the shoes because she broke her heels and fell in front of her crush and then went home and still got into more trouble.
Oh, no, man.
Hey, guys. When I was in primary school, we didn't have cell phones, so there were landlines. So there was this girl, Karen, that I really, really liked. So what I used to do, she gave me a landline number. So I used to make reverse calls where the person that you phones, they pick up the tab. And I used to phone her every day and she speak for hours on the phone. I'm not sure if her parents figured out why the bill was coming so high. Yeah, but That's what we used to do back in the day.
What the heck?
No, the kids of today don't realize that we need to get a second bond on the house to pay phone bills.
Yes.
Back then. There was no such thing as an international phone call.
Reverse call, guys.
Yeah.
That's wild.
That's clever. Why didn't you think of that?
Bro, I know.
He's a good man. No, he wants to take the money on himself.
On his own dad.
Uncle Henry and Harriet.
Humphrey. Harriet. Okay. Oh, this guy. So we got one here on Facebook from Ramon. Said, I had the biggest crush on my class girl when I was in standard two. I didn't really have money, so for Valentine's Day I covered a toothpaste box with a gift wrap, put a plastic rose inside with a note, obviously didn't write my name, and took a metal bin that was our door stopper, those really small ones. I wrapped everything and left it on her school desk. Aww. When I walked in class, I saw it in the rubbish bin. Yeah, and all the kids laughing.
Oh no, guys. That's trauma.
Shit, some user stuff.
No, but it's also unsolicited. No, so I feel the girl. It's okay.
I think that was a fresh gift. I really, really.
Yes, 100%.
Hey, we got Mitch. Mitch, what did you do to try and impress your primary school crush? Oh no!
All right, so I used to love somersaulting, handstands. That was my thing. Yeah. Could do it. So I climbed onto this wall. I walked along the wall. I saw her there and I was like, hey, Melanie, what's this? Did a somersault and I always landed. Always. Yeah, always. Yes, on this day. Yeah. Upside down on my head. It was just terrible. But yet, she decided to start dating me. But the big thing was she wanted to introduce me to her cousins and everything else. And I was like, that's cool. Yeah. So we went in and spent the day with them. And I was doing handstands and somersaults and everything else like that. And eventually she came up to me and she said, Mitchie, you split your pants. And I've been doing handstands and I've been doing somersaults in front of the cousins and friends. And I was not impressed with myself. She was not impressed with me. And
And then everyone realized that you weren't Mitch, you were Flash Gordon. There you go.
Thanks, right out of it.
Thanks, Mitch. Wow. What did you do to try and impress your crush?
Yeah, we got Siona here from Belita. Siona, tell us, what did you do?
Siona?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. So this was back in campus, not really primary school, but it's still kind of cringe because the guy that I liked was a huge nerd, particularly with Lord of the Rings and Star Wars and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I decided to learn the inscription of the One Ring in both English and Elvish. And 7 years later to this day, I do remember it, and now we're married. But I do forget my ID number and my phone number very often, and he just looks at me.
But you'll never remember your Elvish. You'll never forget Elvish.
You remember the love, obviously. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
No, but I remember it.
That's amazing. So can you recite it now?
In Elvish?
Yes, in Elvish.
okay. Ashnaz duba tuluk, ashnaz imbatul.
That is amazing. So that's that's very amazing. Listen, by the way, did you know that if you sing it, then they call you Elvis Presley?
Yeah, it's a cool party trick right now, but you know, some people just—it's a bit weird.
I don't think it's weird at all. I think it is absolutely.
I think it's bizarre.
Impressive
for a guy. No.
Nothing,
I found a story that has shocked me the most. Remember I said a crime has happened in the name of love?
Yeah.
This one, it's too much for me.
Good morning, breakfast team. So I've got a weird story about what I did for my primary school crush. So I really liked this girl. I was in grade 5. And we were good friends, but I wanted more. And then this one day, my mother got a gift, which she never used. She never wore for like 3 months. And then I saw it. The gift was earrings. And I was like, these would really look good on her. So I stole them from my mom's jewelry box. And the next day at school, while we were in break, I went back into the class. I took them out of my desk and I put them in her desk. And then a few days later, my mom was like, where are my earrings? Hmm. I know you want to wear them, but imagine. I can't find them. Where are they?
Hmm.
The way I kept quiet and I played dumb, it was the craziest thing I've ever done. And she still didn't like me. Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Heartbroken.
You stole from your own mother. Good. That's horrible. It.
Get the earrings back.
Your
rude.
Own mother.
From your own mother. Somebody call 911.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.